Hi, this is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy from digitalcontentmanager.ie. You're very welcome to this week's podcast where I chat with Jazz Govan from Magical You. What's Magical You all about? It's a fast-track technique to help children and adults alike to transform and empower themselves that they can deal with life's challenges, which happens to all of us. So take a moment and listen to the podcast. Hi Jazz, you're very welcome to this week's podcast. Can firstly you introduce your business and who you work for and how you help your clients? Magical You.
Oh wow. Well, first of all, thank you so much for inviting me. I love sharing what I do with people because it is quite different. So I'm Jazz, I'm English, but I've lived for many, many years in Thailand. So I consider that to be my home. I got involved with health and healing because about 20 years ago, because it's what I needed for myself. I think many people that do this kind of work, we don't plan to do it, but something happens and we need a solution and that takes us down a road. And the road that it took me down was subconscious programming. I've learned many, many different modalities and I've studied a lot of them. But once I started to get involved with muscle testing and the power of negative subconscious programming, my whole world shifted and I became absolutely on a mission to help people unravel their negative subconscious programming and to install something based on who they are now and how they wanted to feel. So it didn't take very long before on that journey, I started to discover that most adults that come with problems, whether it's money, career, broken heart, whatever, the actual root cause of those problems were happening when they were children. And very, very often before the age of 7, before the age of logic. So it blew me away. And I got fascinated with all of this and decided that it was time to create something to help children understand themselves, to be understood, and to explore and discover things about themselves and make choices for themselves. So I'm like, okay, how do you do that, Jazz? Well, you don't do it by, if I was a child, I wouldn't learn by being told what to do. I would learn by playing a game. And so I created a game, which is called Magical You. And it is a game that kids play, but now it's growing and it's kids of all ages, right through to 80 odd years old. But it's how children play this game to discover things about themselves. And almost it's like they're unpacking the problems or the challenges that they're facing, because with respect to all parents, teachers, educators, therapists, there is nobody understands the problem like the person that's feeling it. And it might look like something simple to an adult, but to a child, if it's because they haven't got the right iPod and they're freaking out, it's majorly important. So when we could start to help a child unpack that concern or problem through play, what happens is they start to understand themselves, the adult understands them, understands where they're coming from, and then they can make choices within the game of what they want to do with their negative emotions, feelings, and they can send them to outer space or whatever, and then replace them with something positive and how they want to feel. So it's a game that I've been putting together for about 3 years now. And all of a sudden, it's becoming very, very popular for kids of all ages. And so I'm focusing a lot of my time promoting that and doing demonstrations to anybody who'll listen, really.
No, very, very interesting, because
it doesn't matter just being a child. How often do people not go ahead and do something because they say, I'm not good enough, or I don't know how to do something? And if we are taught, especially if we're taught early, if we have those thoughts in our head, this is how we approach it, then all of a sudden, many people could achieve a lot more, also be a lot happier, because they don't say, I can't do something and not try. They will do things. And if we keep trying enough, we're going to succeed. It's just the law of averages. Now, another area, and on what you're teaching there, is we know COVID happened. And obviously, all our environments changed. It was very difficult for children because all of a sudden they weren't going to school, they weren't seeing their friends, how they had to learn, and everything was a very, very changed place. And when we actually learn how to adapt, when we learn how to be creative, look, there's you, me in Ireland and you in Thailand, and we are talking and we're helping each other, etc. Does Magical You help people with creativity, with problem solving, with seeing opportunities? And can you explain that?
Yes, it's really simple. What Magical You does, it allows the player, let's say, whether it's a child or an adult, to identify through the pictures of the on the cards of what's bothering them internally. So the external picture in the graphics of Magical You will connect with the internal the internal memory of what happened. So if that's overwhelm, then the external picture will match with the overwhelm, but also overwhelm will be caused by other things. And so when the player is looking at these cards, they can start to identify other feelings that they have and then have a choice to release them. And very, very often, as I'm sure you know and agree, is that although COVID is happening in the present, a lot of this stuff happened before COVID, but it's the confinement of COVID that is actually magnifying it and bringing it up. So children are being confined to the homes a lot more. So are the parents. So there's more arguments, there's more of that stuff going on. Well, can you imagine how it can be for a family? Instead of calling each other names or saying, don't worry, or do this or do that, is they just get the cards off the shelf and play a game of Magical You and resolve that for themselves by releasing that inner turmoil that they may know about, quite possibly don't.
Yeah, and another area that comes to mind when you're describing all that is balance. We all, nature has balance, we've day and night. Now, people aren't always so good at balance because they might work too hard and then they don't see their families, or vice versa. And obviously, when we are balanced and feeling fulfilled, even for business, if you are getting sleep, rest, you're getting other ideas from, say, your personal life, you bring that into business, it can make you an awful lot better as a business person. So what would your recommendations be, or how can Magical You help people understand how important it is to have balance in our lives, especially from a holistic perspective?
So it's it will be to experience balance. So say, for instance, the emotion of anger. When we're young, we're told, don't be angry. So we stop being angry, we suppress it. And anger, but it doesn't mean to say it's gone, it's just there bubbling away. And when we get a degree of anger, we're very easily triggered because the anger doesn't want to be there, it wants to come out. It wasn't supposed to get trapped. So if we can release those hot emotions, then we are naturally more balanced. So this is a great way of having an experience, is to identify these hot emotions, release them and see how you feel. And when you feel more grounded, more balanced, you naturally become more creative. You are able to see things from a different perspective. And the buzzwords at the moment in education are emotional intelligence. And so it means emotional intelligence means you are balanced in your emotions, which means you have the ability to choose how to feel rather than react. And then they call it social emotional learning. And it's all, these are great buzzwords and everybody's using them. But at the end of the day, it's just having a choice of how to respond rather than reacting. And a lot of this, or the lack of emotional intelligence, is happening now because many parents aren't teaching this to their kids. They're all involved in their devices and, you know, sending messages to each other rather than communicating and having those good family conversations. So by using this game on yourself with family members, you can release what you don't need. You can gain a lot of intelligence for yourself and for others, and then you can replace it with how you want to feel. It's a no-brainer, really.
Yes, very much so. Now, during COVID, and Jazz, it is great to see how well your business has done. And I have seen, and I'm delighted to see, so many holistic well-being practitioners, and they have adapted to working online, helping their clients, etc. Have you any recommendations to help people and businesses thrive using the online world to help you?
Well, all I can say is that COVID for me it changed my life completely, and I had to get creative. So I had to dig down deep, and instead of winging it and getting away with what was familiar, I had to go deep inside and find that creativity and face my own fears. And I would say within that, what it has done, it's helped me to see things more globally, to appreciate things more deeply, and to see on every occasion when I think it's a challenge, is to just ask the question, so how can this be happening for me, instead of why is this happening to me? And that's what I would say. Get curious, get creative. And I don't always like the answer that comes back to me, but I will keep asking that question, is how is this happening for you? And so within COVID, I've expanded my business in ways that I didn't even dream were possible, because I was so focused on what was familiar and what was easy.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, because so many people had so many skills that they were able to bring to the online world. Okay, some of those skills people had to learn to adapt. Like, for example, if you're just working remotely, you don't have the opportunity to be in the coffee station or whatever to talk to a colleague about a question. So your communication skills have to be so strong that you're not losing time for your customer by not understanding what they're saying, and vice versa. So there's been a whole load of different things, and also companies have needed, like, look at us here on a podcast. A lot of more people were listening to podcasts during COVID because they were walking, because it might not be working. So, you know, the world has adapted, and obviously we need to adapt with the world as well. Now, what would your key recommendations for the listeners be, for obviously holistic, for magical you, we can't forget magical you, for children and adults? I know I'm trying to incorporate a lot, but any recommendations you have?
So for what I would say is for adults and children is review listening to what children are saying. Really listen. And instead of being the adult and the one with all the wisdom and the knowledge, is get curious. Oh, what does that mean? Oh, I'd never really thought of it like that. And get more super creative and interested in what they're really saying. And you'll hear a different story. And you will also find, I would think, that the child in many situations will be more likely to share those deeper feelings with you because they feel that they're being, well, they feel they know they're being listened to. So listening to is what I would say adults need to do with children. Instead of telling them what to do, is listen, what do you want? How do you feel about that? And get curious about going to those deeper levels. And then for adults, what I do for myself is I walk my talk and I spend time every day. Now, I know not everybody has that time, but I do spend time every day, Rosemary, investigating those internal parts of myself that have got a complaint. Those parts that I'm trying to ignore. And what I believe is that everything about jazz is part of jazz. And they're all working for my greater good. But if I'm not listening to those parts, then they can't give me advice. So when I listen to those parts that are bouncing up and down and saying, talk to me, jazz, listen to me, then that part can turn round and get in sync with the other parts of me. So what I'm saying is I do my best not to judge my behavior or any part of myself as bad, wrong, or negative. I just look at it and it's like, okay, what does this part want my attention for? And I have some amazing internal dialogue with different parts of me. It is amazing. And what's cool now, because of Magical You, I have the characters from Magical You and they pop up and down in these conversations. But what I would say is you don't have to have the cards to do that, is you just go to that part inside where you feel tension or conflict and you just sit with it and you just say hello and you watch it. And when it feels it's being watched, it's got your attention, then it can do something else. But if you're ignoring it, it stays stuck and it will grow. So that's what I do for myself.
It makes a lot of sense. I'm a great believer in before you start your work or anything, for me it's a walk, that downtime, that's when you get ideas. That, and you also can think, oh, that might be something I need to do some extra work on, or that might be a skill that I need to enhance or whatever. So I'm a great believer that by taking that bit of time out, then you actually can achieve and you can do a lot more as well. And obviously that includes being happier, which is also very important for all of us. And also if you're running a business, because if you're happy, you're focused, you have clarity, and that motivates you. And that's what we all want to be if we're running a business as well, for our health. Yes. And also for our businesses, and we both have businesses. So Jazz, that has been really helpful and thank you very much. I will do is I will write a blog post, I will include the podcast, and obviously if there's any extra resources or anything or you want to give me for the blog post, do feel free to do that, Jazz. And I would like to say again a special thank you for your time.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure. One, two.
You're more than welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Many thanks for listening to this week's podcast. This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy, Digital Content Manager. I work for freelancers, coaches, and adults with dyslexia. I create digital content. and I also train. Or do you need help with LinkedIn? I am a certified LinkedIn insider. So get in touch with me. Email me at contact@digitalcontentmanager.ie or get in touch on LinkedIn. This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy.